Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Sabrina Curray, a podcast dedicated to survivors of child sexual abuse. I'm an adult survivor of child sexual abuse. I'm here to share my story with others so that they know they're not alone. My story isn't unique, it's just untold. It's of the unspeakable. To many, it's even incomprehensible, but it happens. Adults, misguided adults, abuse their position of trust and power with children. My abuser was recently put away for 20 years. The trial itself took 5 weeks, though we were in and out of the courtroom for a period of 3 to 4 years, and he had been a sexual predator for nearly 50. I will now read the impact statement I wrote for his sentencing, leaving out his name. This event changed my life permanently. The reality created for me as a young child was a reality of distrust, confusion, self-loathing, and anger. This set the stage for an adolescence and young adulthood filled with misguided relationships and the abuse of alcohol. My anger became directed at myself. The person I hurt physically in this vicious cycle was myself. Justice means different things to different people. After spending the past 3 years working towards legal justice, I now have a much clearer understanding of why many cases go unreported. During this time, the sentencing in Vermont of a 6-month term to a child molester who pleaded guilty was devastating. This only validates and enables the child molester. For a crime worse than murder, the sentencing should be as such. And for a repeat offender, the sentencing should also be as such. I have many reasons for creating this podcast. Primarily, I hope to increase awareness, communication, and discussion on the effects that child sexual abuse has on its victims. During the past 3 to 4 years, I've decided to share my experiences with a few people, and I've had a variety of responses. In general, the ignorance has been appalling, and also it's been striking how uncomfortable this topic makes people. It's left me wondering why this topic should make other people uncomfortable. I don't have the answer to that question, but interestingly enough, I noticed it also makes other victims of child sexual abuse uncomfortable. It was not our fault. It shouldn't make us uncomfortable. Should make the child molesters uncomfortable. Of course, this is easier said than done, but it's about time we stand up for ourselves. We live in a time where it's becoming increasingly obvious how prevalent child sexual abuse is, yet it's under-discussed and many survivors are misunderstood. I spent a good amount of my young adulthood, quote-unquote, dealing with my childhood trauma through lots and lots of alcohol. I had a bad habit of getting extremely argumentative when drunk. For the most part, my friends just ignore me, but every now and then, I'll get someone really upset, and we would fight for a bit. I was persistent and annoying. I remember a time when I would wake up from a hangover shaking in my sleep, crying and saying, stop. I think in my brain, it was some part of my physical body telling me that I needed to stop drinking, but the link was that of abuse. This is how I woke up from being raped as an 11-year-old girl. Seems obvious to me now that my inner child was linking the abuse of alcohol to my experience as a child, but at the time I refused to see it. I drank alcohol to have a reason to be in pain. That's what hangovers were for me, my emotional pains in physical form. A few days after waking up in the middle of the night while I was being raped, I distinctly remember sitting on the couch where I decided that I should just forget about it. I thought it would be better to pretend it never happened. The thing about a conscious decision like that is that some part of you always remembers, comes back and bites you on the ass later. As much as I thought that I could pretend that nothing had happened, it had happened. A malevolent seed or a cancer had been implanted in me and it festered. It's like a mosquito bite. You don't notice the bite itself, but the pain comes after. The thing about the seed that had been planted in me is that it grew. The effect that the adult awareness of what happened to me was, or what it is that it's made me look at everything that's happened in my life with respect to the seed. What I noticed was an entire lifespan of events that happened that in some way, shape, or form were influenced by this particular event. The seed I had planted is like watching a bomb that explodes over your life. It's kind of like watching your life on rewind. The destabilizing effect is caused by insecurity. It's like waiting for the next bomb, not knowing if and when it's going to happen. That's the effect of child sexual abuse, silent bombing. A common theme of mine was, and still is, the same feeling of panic that was instilled in me, paralyzing panic, not knowing what was happening, not knowing why I was being hurt, and I used to experience this panic pretty much daily. This panic would be set in by family and friends. I was reliving this experience. The panic would be followed by incredible uneasiness and a feeling like I was being taken advantage of in some way. I didn't know who to trust, nor did I feel anyone comfortable telling anyone about it because I didn't trust anyone. This panic was my ingrained reaction to a silent bombing. Anyone could set it off. I only have vivid memories of being raped once at age 11, almost 12. But that has been extremely frightening. But what's been extremely frightening is that while it was happening, I also remember knowing that it would stop at some point. The only way I would have known it was going to stop was if it had happened before. It used to be I would have a sudden memory of life as a child, and now I have memories of life as a child, and my first thought is of the child abuse. In ballet class, I used to stick my belly out as wide as I could and would wonder if I was pregnant. The part here is that I was actually wondering whether I was pregnant. Now, this was ballet class when I was 5. Why was I wondering whether I was pregnant? What would give me a reason to think I was pregnant? I'm not sure. There are many other memories I have as a child that I will share with you at some point that have me convinced that my abuser started molesting me as early as he could get away with. It could have happened while he was changing my diapers. It could have happened within any 5-minute time span in which we were alone. That's the child predator. He's a child sexual predator. I spent many hours thinking of possible scenarios in which that could have happened. I could spend an eternity speculating on all the things that he could have done and when he could have done them, but I'll never really know everything for sure. I'm not convinced, actually, that it would even help me to know everything that he did. I already remember enough, and too much, in fact. Thing is that what I do remember, I chose not to remember for a good amount of my young adulthood. The trial ended less than 6 months ago, and I feel as if I'm still picking up the pieces of my life. Few people in my life are aware of the trial. I've had very supportive reactions about how I shouldn't use the trial as an excuse. This kind of reaction made me think about how little people know about how devastating this type of trauma is. In general, I'm happy right now that I can get out of bed in the morning, and some mornings it's a struggle. Then I realized basically that I have felt and feel alone in my struggle to be an adult survivor of child sexual abuse. But with numbers as high as 1 in 3 women having had some kind of sexual abuse, we are not alone, and we are stronger in numbers. I hope that this podcast can be used to facilitate communication amongst survivors. I also hope that this podcast will clue in some non-survivors as to how to understand survivors. And the only way this is going to happen is through communication and understanding. Thank you for tuning in to this introductory episode, Episode 0, of Sabrina Caray, a support podcast for survivors of child sexual abuse. In the next episode, I will address more of the memories that led me to believe that I was abused as a young child. Younger than age 11. I'll address what the trial was really like and any experiences that I have from any listeners. Thanks again.